Well, there were some questions of where Craig Monroe was, why he wasn't on the Bally Sports broadcast for the Tigers, and it's coming to light why now. Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst, joins us, and this is just some shocking allegations for a guy that most of us have known working in the sports in this town.
No doubt about it, Jamie. Good morning to you, everyone. The story involving Mr. Monroe, rather disturbing. We'll talk about it in just a bit. Meanwhile, I'll let you know this conversation brought to you by the hardworking men and women at Bill Brown Ford. You know, my good friend Matt Garko and his team, they're doing great things for you each and every day. Drive with the champions at Bill Brown Ford. Shop their TrueView inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. Let's not forget about the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Performance Remodeling, a preferred partner of the Inside Outside Guys, kicked off another $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Request your windows, roofing, and siding quote today. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com to enter the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. All right, former Tiger and current television and radio analyst Craig Monroe is indeed the subject of a law enforcement investigation into alleged criminal sexual conduct in Florida. Now, this all comes weeks after the Tigers and Bally Sports Detroit pulled Craig Monroe from broadcast following allegations of sexual assault posted to social media. Gabriella Ruiz, a spokesman with the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, confirmed authorities are, yes, looking into Monroe, but declined to provide additional details. The quote, "This is an active investigation and anyone with information is asked to come forward." Now, just yesterday, the Free Press filed a request under Florida open records laws with the Sheriff's Office for documents pertaining to Monroe. The record provided is very heavily redacted, but indicates on June 12th, someone with the office spoke with a caller about an alleged sexual crime. Now, until recently, of course, Mr. Monroe worked for Bally Sports Detroit as an analyst covering the Tigers. He was abruptly pulled from that job after the June 9th game and has not worked a telecast since. As a matter of fact, when I say abruptly, within minutes of Bally Sports finding out about this social media allegation. The quote, "Bally Sports Detroit and the Tigers are aware of the social media allegations and take them seriously. As previously stated, Mr. Monroe has not been on the broadcast schedule, and that will continue on an indefinite basis." Now, effective yesterday, Craig Monroe and his legal people did release a statement. This is provided by Michael Manley of Manley & Manley. Monroe vehemently denied allegations of sexual abuse and assault that appeared on social media last month. "We will cooperate with law enforcement and are confident that once this case is fully investigated, Craig will be cleared of any wrongdoing. Craig Monroe takes allegations of this nature very seriously and would never commit or condone such despicable conduct. He and his family are shocked by these allegations and offer his accuser forgiveness and grace. We trust that law enforcement will uncover the truth regarding her background and motivations." Craig Monroe played with the Tigers for more than five seasons, including during their World Series run back in 2006. Now, the details of this disturbing allegation, I am not comfortable getting into on a family radio show. They have been there in the public for a while, you guys. I'm sure most of our valued listeners have digested the allegations, and they are just not good.
Well, it's tough to talk about the details of the allegations because we can't confirm if they're true or not. So we'll just have to wait for that to play out.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, everyone, no matter what the accusation, in this great nation, is allowed due process. And that is exactly what Craig Monroe's legal folk are saying, that this will be investigated, that Mr. Monroe is looking forward to that and being cleared. Now, that being said, the allegations from the accuser who has alluded to the fact that the misconduct began when she was 15 years old.
12.
12, and then it became somewhat consensual when she turned 18. And then, according to her statements and reports, she was prostituted to Craig Monroe's friends and acquaintances. So, again, an ongoing investigation for sure, and we shall see what the time holds.
I know the accuser also said that she wants the public to know that she delayed coming forward until last month out of concern for her and her family's safety.
Yeah, and all of this stems from when Craig Monroe played minor league ball in Florida in the early 2000s. The accuser, who is now 35 years of age, said that Craig Monroe stayed with her family because they were his host family at the time. Mm. She is obviously going through the protocol that she sees fit. She did, in fact, contact law enforcement. And that's where we stand with the investigation.
Allow me to pivot to something else, which is King James just signed a new deal with the Lakers. A $104 million max deal for 2 years. Do you think Bronny is sitting there going, hey, Dad, you sucked up all this salary cap there, buddy. What's going on? But he's going to be there through the age of 41.
Well, you know, and we'll see. I know there's been some NBA folk that have come out and just said how cool it is to be able to end your career playing with your son.
Yeah.
We have no idea what's going on, but I find it rather interesting because when you look at Hollywood, there's been all this talk of nepotism. And, you know, that has filtered through various arms of life. You know, did somebody make it because their mom or dad got them in? And now here we've got Bronny James going to the Lakers to play with his dad. And yeah, that's been discussed that, you know, the Lakers took a hit. J.J. Redick, the new coach there, very close with LeBron. And it just is a coincidence that it worked out this way, isn't
it? Well, yeah. Well, Lakers saying yesterday that his, you know, his being LeBron's son had nothing to do with their decision.
Well, let's at least be honest and say that it certainly did.
It had to be a factor. Why wouldn't you? It was, I mean, just the story itself drives the game
the whole time.
Yes.
And Woj is tweeting that Rich Paul and James are considering taking below the max to keep some money there and flexibility. So
nepotism. Anyway. You know, it's going to be
interesting. And it'll be a moment, Steve, if these two can play together. I like it.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But that being said, and we've discussed this as it relates to Tiger Woods' son, Charlie, who is pursuing a professional career in golf. Look, there's a lot of pressure, and there will be a lot of pressure on Bronny. You are the son of LeBron James. And how his career pans out, I hope everything works out swimmingly for the kid. But we'll see. Again, we're in a situation that time will tell.
Well, Steve, we appreciate it. Steve Courtney, WJR Sports Analyst, for, you know, your stories. And we hope that you have a wonderful July 4th holiday.
Back at you. Some of my favorite people in the history of my favorite people right there.
You're a good man, Steve Courtney.
See you later.
You guys have a great 4th.
You as
you
well.
Too.
And to all our listeners out there, be safe. Have fun, and we'll see you on the other side here on Friday and Thursday. We'll
still
be here.
We do have a July 4th show. Yeah.
We'll be here for you. Until then, take care.